Welcome back to Big Wigs. It is a juicy podcast today. I am so excited to spill all of this tea together, and maybe we'll do a couple impressions, you know? I'm Anna Roisman. I'm here with my amazing co-host, Andrea Lopez. How are you?
We're so good, and I'm so ready to hear the Love is Blind exclusive you got from the welcome. Wasn't even a welcome party. It was the reunion taping that was going to go live. So we're going to get, honestly, we should just get right into that because the people want to know.
The people want to know. So I wasn't at the actual, a lot of my friends were like, wait, you were at the taping. No, I was not at the taping. The taping was at another venue. You know, they were at a studio for Netflix taping the reunion. I was at the watch party, which is hilarious when... when Netflix crashes and you're at an actual watch party, like screen up, like
you guys are in the seats,
table set, you know, it wasn't like a movie theater. It was like tables, you know, like cocktail tables or whatever, like lounge tables and couches and stuff. I have to say shout out to Chris Burns, a.k.a. Fat Carrie Bradshaw, who's one of my really old friends in comedy. And I literally DM'd Chris and was like, wait, you're going. He's the Gold Cup. Like they play the gold, you know, the Gold Cup of love for Netflix.
That's such a smart marketing move from them because
so fun.
He's so funny. And the Gold Cup, of course. I mean, you have to utilize that.
If you guys don't follow Fat Carrie Bradshaw online, you're missing out, obviously. It's the best follow ever.
But he's also a big wig in terms of loves wigs.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
we got to get him on the podcast. I think he should be a guest. Don't you love that we're always like, we got to get him on. There got to be a guest. And then we don't have a guest, but we're going to have guests soon. We just wanted to give you guys a taste of get used to us. And then we're going to slam you with all the guests.
It's called working out the kinks. It's called loving you and me. And then, we're going to get some fun interviews. But really, it is like we have so much stuff that we have to get to that it would be a 2-hour podcast if we had a
we're gonna figure it out. I'm excited for it. So I DM Chris and I was like, oh my God, like I joked, I was like, if you need an intern to shine your gold shoes, like I'm your girl. And he was like, Anna, like I get invites, like you can be one of my guests. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to the watch party. And I watched this whole season, obviously, you know, I committed hard to it.
Of course,
if you've listened to this podcast, you know, I have shamed Andrea for not watching it week after week now. And now
it's because the only clips they show is that guy singing all the time. And then Irina doing an apology, and then Kwame just looking confused whenever he's staring at his wife. And the wife is just like, do you think I'm sexy? That's the only promo they gave.
Okay, honestly,
there were so many other interesting storylines they missed out on.
That was an amazing recap of the entire season. So good job. You really retained a lot from watching clips, as you say, on Instagram. I'm dying.
I soaked it up. No, I did start watching the reunion for you because I thought, because it was very relevant.
You knew we were going to have to chat about it. So it was very funny being in this room, like Chris, and he co-hosted with this girl, Chloe. Chloe was on a bunch of, she was on The Circle. She was on Too Hot to Handle. Perfect Match. A bunch of the shows. Yeah. And so they were co-hosting and they were great. And they do this whole intro and they're like, all right, let's watch the reunion. And then it just doesn't air.
And okay, so you guys are all sitting there. They're like, and three,
popcorn,
two, one,
cocktails, ready to go. They weren't
they
like
have the
three,
whole
yeah. They did
production
like
team.
They just did an intro and then they were gonna like play it. It was like being at a, you know, like at a movie, whatever. And it doesn't start. It's just doesn't start. And everyone's kind of like, why isn't it starting? Like, what's happening? And then they're like, get more drinks. And we're like, wait, what? Like, everyone's getting drunk. And Chris gets the intel because he's working for them. And he was like, oh, my God, like Netflix isn't working. The live feature is not working. And the only other live that Netflix has done before this was the Chris Rock comedy special. So, you know, this is still new for them.
Oh,
and I'm laughing because, like, you know, I used to work for HQ Trivia and like I hosted live for 3 years, you know, and out of 500 games, I'd say we had issues with going live. Maybe, you know, I want to say maybe 10% of those. Like, it's just like, oh, my God, millions of people are tuning in, you know, and you're just like, it's not working. And they're all angry. And so we barely had any service, which is the fucked up thing. Like in a room of influencers, I have to tell you who was there. It was like influencer people. And then it was like previous Netflix, like The Circle and Love is Blind and like Too Hot, all the Netflix shows, like previous like contestants, like people on the shows.
The old contestants, I guess they're called, old cast members.
Cast members, thank you. I'm like, some were contestants, I guess, you know, if you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, but I'm like,
they're fighting for love. I guess they are contestants.
Yeah, but it was so all the old cast members from the other seasons. It was like BravoCon for Netflix. Like it was like who's who of Netflix, you know what I mean? It was so funny in the reality world of Netflix. And like, who am I? And so, yeah, so it didn't
You're
start.
Right in there. Content creator, Irina's right hand, you know.
So funny.
Friend
so funny.
To the stars. I know. You're friends with Irina now, so.
Well, so what was amazing, so then we just all keep drinking, you know, we're hanging out. And then finally, I see on Twitter, it is trending hard. It's like Love is Blind, like Netflix down, like screw Netflix, like Vanessa and Nick Lachey, like all the whole, every trending, you know, hashtag is about this Netflix crashing, because I think the whole world was really excited for this live reunion. You know, they've just invested in this dumb show. No offense. They've invested in this dumb fucking show, this dating show, for the past, I don't know, month of their lives. They're like, I got to see this whole reunion.
They're ready for the reunion. This is the first live stream reunion that they've done, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe the last.
And probably the last. But I was reading that they're blaming it on it's fully crashing because so many fans tried to get on and stream it. So that's why it crashed.
Probably, you know, I feel like, you know, these, and it's so funny because these are streaming companies who are now trying to make appointment television happen. And it's like, we are just coming full circle. Like, remember when you were like, like, we have to watch the Oscars. They're only on it this time. Like, it's so funny that they're like trying to do that again.
Everything happens in cycles. It's like, wasn't the point of this to just access it whenever we want? What are we doing live stream? What? Now you want me to, exactly to your point.
Yeah.
Now, how long was it delayed for? Because I saw somewhere an hour, somewhere were 2 hours. But how long were you guys sitting there?
We were sitting there for like an hour, hour and a half. And then we get word and like Chris goes back up on stage, like leaves for a while. And we're like, oh my God, well, we'll get the tea. Goes back up on stage and we're just like, oh. And then they're like, but we were all like hanging out. It wasn't like bad, you know, but it was kind of also like, we're here. I was supposed to go to a birthday party. I didn't make it because this didn't start for 2 fucking hours. And all of a sudden they said,
Anna's got other plans. I mean, I have other things to get to. Yeah. I have drinks to consume.
No way.
Netflix. So
then Chris gets on stage and they're like, okay, here's the deal. They can stream it for us. We're going to watch it live. No one else is going to get to see it yet. So you're not allowed to Instagram. You're not allowed to be on your phones. Don't put this on TikTok. You're in a room full of reality and influencery people. But the service was bad. So I literally couldn't. Like, I couldn't even see Instagram. I somehow, you know how sometimes you get like a little bar here and there, and I saw Twitter, but I couldn't post anything. Like, I couldn't go live. People were trying to go live. So then they start sending these like men up and down the aisles to like watch your phones. So it was like being at like a Broadway show or something when they're like, put your phone down. You can't tape this. Yeah, because someone could boot like the whole thing and go live. So it was pretty wild.
That's true.
It was pretty wild. So we got to watch it. And it was way too long. I honestly think because they weren't live, they edited a bunch. I think it was 2.5 hours and they edited it for TV because I've now watched it twice. I watched it with Jared at home.
Did Jared really want to see it?
Well, he invested in this entire season. So yeah, he wanted to see it. I think he got bored by the end and we probably stopped early. But, you know, it was boring. I mean, you said you watched it, right?
I did not watch the full thing because when I turned it on, it said over 2 hours. And I thought this could have easily been 3 parts.
Yeah.
I don't know why they put it all together. Seeing that number was way too intimidating. I was thinking to myself, I'm not watching that whole thing.
Because they wanted it like raw, unedited, like live. But I do think it's edited now that it's like not live. You know what I mean? Like once they put it up.
No, absolutely. Did you think the reunion was everything you wanted to see after this season?
It was fine. No, it was kind of boring. It felt like nothing really to tune in for. We could have seen all of this on their Instagrams. Like, you know, there's 3 happy couples. And then the people who are single. I thought the most interesting part was like seeing them. Like, I like the footage of just like them because they've shot. The most interesting part is they did this a year ago. So these people, they shot this show a whole year ago. They have been sitting on this, which is so crazy. I'm like, oh my God. Like, imagine, mm-hmm. same with like Bachelor and stuff. Like, when you have that whole experience and then you have to wait so long for the show to come out for it to like.
I wouldn't even remember what I did in the season.
I know.
And then for people to hate you, it's like this late in life hate. You're like, wait a minute, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And then you're remembering, oh yeah, I guess I did. That must be such a mind fuck, I guess. But
so crazy.
I thought the reunion was the Vanessa Lachey show.
It was. She like took over. Dude. I'm sorry, but she didn't even let Nick talk. Her questions were kind of out of line. Like, she was like, every 5 minutes, she's like, we've been together 17 years. Who here's having a baby? Like, it was just fucking enough.
The baby talk of it all. I don't think their marriage is going to last. I think that this show is about finding love, but it's not about finding love for the Lacheys.
That's what your takeaway is they're on the rocks.
Well, he just kept looking at her like, can I get a word in? Damn. I mean, the whole time.
And also, I thought it was weird. She was very like pro Jackie, who was not kind on the show. Like, she was with that guy Marshall and he was so nice to her. And there was a way better way of breaking up with him than like being like mean and, yep. and yelling at him and then immediately dating the other guy she met in the pods. Like, they were that was a whole weird thing. And I felt like they gave them so much screen time in that interview. Vanessa was like, no, we must do this. That was edited. That could have been edited down. It was a lot.
Completely.
Yeah.
Did you guys have, I wanted to know about the reunion. Did you guys have jobs that you had to like post about, or it was just kind of like a, hey, come and enjoy the live stream of it with all the Netflix people and the cast. And then
some people I think were paid to be there, but I mean, like, you know, unless you're like working it, I don't really know. I honestly didn't even like get that far into conversations like, hey, are you being paid to be here? I think some people just want to be seen and, you know.
Oh yeah. Oh, I would have gone. Are you kidding me?
It was really fun. I did get to see, can I tell you something, as an impressionist, this is a wild night. I met three people I've done videos of, which is
three. So there was that many actual famous people there.
Well, I got to meet Gabby, who was the former Bachelorette, who I used to do. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a huge one. From
Dancing. She's
with
not
the Stars.
In the Netflix world. She's like, you know, she's a reality show. She did Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. And she came with her amazing friend Ezra, who was a dancer on Dancing with the Stars. It was so fun. Like, they were fun. We like hung out. I'm like, oh, I'd be friends with that. She like just moved to LA. Because she just got off tour with Dancing with the Stars. We like had a whole conversation. I was like, I just want you to know. I said it as soon as I met her. I was like, I just want you to know. After she like saw me for a minute and liked me, I was like, yeah. I want you to know I've done an impression. I do impressions. I've done Irina. She's like, oh my God, that's so funny. I said, I did you on The Bachelor.
Did like, she die to see your videos?
Well,
or she was just like, oh, that's funny.
She was like laughing and she goes, oh my God. She goes, don't tell me you're one of the ones with the bad wig. And I said, girl, you have amazing hair. I have okay hair. I was like, I did not put on a wig to do you because you have good highlights. She's like, oh my God, thank you so much. She's like, I have to see it now. So she didn't like the wigs that people were doing when they were doing impressions of her.
But does she have a unique hairstyle?
Yes, I did her. She does a lot of half ponies. So I did like a slicked back half pony and she had one on that night. And I was like, damn, yeah, she's got the half pony.
I mean, I love that. So then what wigs are people using?
I don't know. I mean, I guess like on the show, she didn't always have the half pony, you know, but it was like,
yeah,
it was like her move when she got dressed up. But she was so sweet. It was so funny to meet her. And then Chloe, I didn't tell Chloe, but I've done Chloe. I used to do Chloe when she was on the circle, like circle message, you know, DM this person. She has such a thick British accent and I love it so much. So that was fun. But I was like sitting next to her. I couldn't be like, do you want to see the videos I did of you? Like, I wasn't going to.
Yeah, no. And it's like so loud in that type of environment. It's not, it ain't the place to promote.
But Chris was like, a lot of, so because everything was so delayed, the cast didn't show up. Like, the whole party happened. A lot of people were leaving. Like, it was kind of dying down. And I walked outside. I was going to leave. And a friend of mine, my friend Rachel, does interviews for Elite Daily on the red carpet. So she was on the red carpet and our other friend Alex was there. And I was like, oh my God, so I said hi to them. And all of a sudden the cast shows up. And they start doing the interviews. And I was like, oh, my God. Well, I got to meet Irina. I got to meet some of these people.
Obviously.
I got to meet them. So I like wait to meet. I'm like hanging out there while I'm like with the Vulture guy and like that, you know, Elite Daily and like E Extra, whatever, whoever's there. I'm like just kind of like standing in the back. So I got some photos with them like a fangirl, which is so funny. This is like a reality show that was on for a month. And I'm like, oh my God, I love you guys. Congrats on your wedding. Let's get a photo together. And then Irina comes over, recognizes me immediately. It was like, Anna. Like we like, it was like we'd known each other. It was so funny because she's been DMing me, you know, about my impression.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, I want to make a video together. Like she's even been posting, like people called her Beans, that she looked like the character Beans from Even Stevens, I think.
That is so far-fetched. I love Beans and I don't see it.
Well, there are some memes that if you look up Beans and Irina, you'll see the memes and they're very funny. But she's been like posting. She came over and was like, it's me, Beans. Like she's so in on all the jokes, which I'm like laughing about.
That's
and
good.
And she was very honest, like in her interviews and stuff. And when we talked, she was like, listen, it's 3 weeks of my life. They get you wasted, you know, and they said on the reunion, like 10% of what you shoot goes in. You're so tired. You're so out of it. She's like, I knew I didn't like Zach. As soon as I saw him, I was like, no, which was very obvious for everyone watching.
I mean, yeah, you, but, oh my God, their introduction is just the strangest.
So
you never
funny.
Blink.
Yeah. But like, it's just, so she said she tried to leave the show on the reunion. She was, and she said this too, when we talked, she's like, I wanted to leave before Mexico. And they were like, no, once you say yes, you're going on the trip. So then I think she tried to be like, all right, let's see how it works. But you know, when you just want to get out of a situation and you're drunk, you're going to act like a child. And I think that's what happened. And they were like, you know, feeding into it more because they were like, she doesn't want to be here. Like, this will be good television. And it was the most exciting thing that happened on the show. I'm sorry, but you know, she wasn't nice to him, but it was also like,
no,
as a person watching, it's like people watch The Housewives for the fucking fights and shit, you know, like they like that drama. So it was,
that's
like,
true. We do.
Right. I mean, come on, you know, people like
when table flips.
Yeah, exactly. A power move. You know, I can't believe you haven't gotten an Emmy yet for that, Teresa. Like,
I know she deserves it.
Even I know that. And I didn't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very funny. And then I filmed with Irina. Like, we just filmed in the room. It's so loud. And I posted it today on Instagram. But it's very fun. And she, like, wrote me. This is her sense of humor. You'll love this. Here's some more tea. Today, I posted in the reunion. You know how she was like, 1 second. And she, like, tried to cry or, like, was almost crying or something. Like, remember she, like, took a minute before she spoke? Like, when Vanessa's like, Irina, like, you're here. And she's like, 1 second.
Yeah.
And you hear the audience laughing that she's trying to cry. Today she wrote, LOL, I was trying to hold in a fart. I'm like
me,
see,
every day.
I really wish they have like the blooper, you know, like the bloopers of Irina. Like, she's funny. She has a sense of humor. Like, was she the villain on the show? Yeah, but you know, she's funny.
Somebody has to be. Did you guys sit there and watch the whole thing for the 2.5 hours?
Yes.
Like, you just sat in your what?
Yes.
Was there breaks?
No. I mean, you could go to the bathroom, you could go to the bar, but like, no, we sat there in our like spots.
Oh my God, I would have had swamp ass.
I know.
Okay, how long did they have alcohol and just popcorn? Because
yeah,
that's cheap for
no
Netflix.
they also had like appetizers, like past appetizers and stuff. Oh, and then at the end of the night they had In-N-Out that they passed around for everyone, so that's cool. They had burgers for everyone.
Big wig approved. I like
big
that.
Wig, yeah, big move, you know, get that In-N-Out truck to land at a certain hour and you know, everyone's happy. Yeah, no, it was a nice party. It was set up really nicely. It was very fun. I was like, damn, I guess I want to go on the show. Like, I want to work for Netflix. Like, this was, this could be me, you know? I could go on. They should have us on Love is Blind.
I would laugh my way through the pods. I wouldn't be able to be on the show. There's no way.
I mean, imagine her sitting there and he's singing, earnestly singing. Like, there's no, you're going to be like, well, I need more alcohol for this. Like, am I supposed to sit here and film with this person for 2 more hours? I'm going to die.
Absolutely not. Now, he did find somebody, his wife. What is his name?
Zach and Bliss. Yes.
Zach and Bliss. Now, she loves his singing.
She really. She embraces all of the things that Irina laughed about, which was said on the reunion. Yeah. She really does, though. Like, she, you know,
it's cute.
They're both very like cerebral people. Like, you know, I think they're on like their own. They're on another level in terms of like their conversations and the things that they think about and everything. And it was in a good way. It's like it was a good match. I think it's like nice that they found each other, you know.
I'm good for them. They need it.
I didn't get a picture with them. I'm still kicking myself. But Kwame was super nice, and we talked for a minute.
so nice. Yeah, throughout the whole season.
It's, he was nice. Everyone thought he was going to say no, though. Like, that was the whole deal. Like, he loved Micah. Like, he really liked Micah. And then, like, Micah said no to him. So he was like, okay to Chelsea. And then you were like, is this just like to stay on the show? Like, no one, you know. But I honestly, watching them together, I'm like, oh, they really are a married couple now. Like, they're in love. And he was very nice. I was like, oh, he's like, oh, are you on a Netflix show? Like, everyone thought, like, what season of The Circle are you? And I'm like, no, I'm a comedian.
Miss Improv, you could have totally made up a whole nother show. Like, oh, I'm on this show. Quintuplets. And they're like, oh my God. It's like, yeah.
Oh my God.
I have quintuplets.
So funny. Anyway, I don't want to spend our entire episode discussing this. I could discuss it forever, but it's so funny. Unless you have any other burning questions. But
burning. Well, the last thing was just how long after did it get? So you guys had to wait 90 minutes, or they finally were able to up the internet. So then they streamed it, and then everybody else, the general public, had to wait like 90 minutes for it to go live.
I think it went up in pieces, because I knew some people. My friend who's in like Napa, like San Francisco, Northern California. I'm saying all these California towns. I'm like, you guys know what I mean.
Malibu, Napa.
One of those places. She was like, oh, good. It's working now, like 2 hours after. But my sister didn't have it in Denver until the next day. So I think Netflix was only able to push it to like certain areas at a time, which is so wild, because then it's spoiled for some people who didn't get to watch it. And like, pretty crazy. I think it's up for everyone now. I think everyone can view it now.
Yeah. Now it is. But I wasn't doing the whole streaming thing. I was like, oh, forget it. I'll watch it later.
Yeah. No, it wasn't necessary.
They, like, crash.
But it was pretty, it's funny to see all the reactions and like the tweets and everything. You're like, oh man, everyone was so mad.
So many reactions. We won't
spend
our whole time.
This happened with Mayor of Easttown too, remember? Like HBO Max, like so many people tuned in for the finale of Mayor of Easttown that it fucked up HBO Max. And that wasn't even live, but that was just like too many people tuned in, and they weren't prepared for it. Cause you know, they got to work off numbers, I guess. You can't prepare for like end of the world. And
so you know. Everybody tuning in, which is insane to me that actually happens still.
Yeah. And for those watching this on YouTube, just let's just note that I did pull out a Love is Blind water bottle from my bag. I'm just still at the reunion. I'm still at the party.
Guys, she's still there waiting for it to stream. Cheers. How many water bottles did you take? I do like the personalization.
I only got one, but oh my God, where is it? I got the gold cup. That was the giveaway. They gave you the gold cup, and it's not even plastic. Wait, my PA, Jared, just walked in and was like, I'll get it for you. Wait, the real gold, it's really a gold cup.
Wait, I'm gonna take a picture. That's so funny.
How?
Wait, that's a good parting gift. Oh, and a box.
And a box. And hold a on, box. Let me take it out of the box for you. It was a great gift. I know. At the end, I didn't even expect that. They had the gold cups everywhere. You know, it was like kind of a funny like prop for the night. But then they're like,
"Oh,
are
of course.
You leaving? Take your cup." I'm like, "Oh my God!" So Chris took me to the event of the century. Oh my! And it says, "Love is blind."
Are those the actual ones? Because the ones on the show do not look that nice.
They're metal.
I'm taking a picture.
This looks like.
You and the gold gauntlet.
It looks like I feel like I won like a trophy. Like, I feel like this is my Oscar. You know what I mean?
Like, thank you so much. Yeah, for waiting for 2 damn hours. I would want that.
You know, am I going to drink out of it? Probably not. But I just love that I have it, you know?
Oh, I love that too. You should do a Chris video holding that and just the martini. But I guess you have to see the olives with her martini.
Yeah, you do. I guess, you know, I'll continue my Irina impression. She's really down to make a video together. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see if that really happens. She lives in Seattle. And I was like, we'll do it remote. That's pandemic times, honey. Seattle.
I know. As if we haven't done that before.
Right.
Do you really think that she was on the show? My last question. For fame.
I think all of them are on it for fame a little bit.
No, I don't. Okay. Maybe a little bit.
I think a little bit. I think it's like a bonus. You know what I mean? I think you're like, wait. If you're dating and you're looking to find love, and also you get to go on this cool platform, and maybe you have a business, maybe you have, you know, always wanted to be an influencer. I don't know. Like, yeah, I don't think that's so bad. Like, it's obvious now, you know, every reality show people are going on for a little bit of fame.
But then you run the risk of tarnishing your name, because I saw that Irina's business now on Instagram has turned off all comments.
Oh, no.
And all likes, because she was getting so much hate in the comments. So I do feel bad about that. But also,
hopefully,
you do run the risk.
Hopefully she'll bounce back. I thought it was bad that he like said that. That was like kind of out of place, because I was like, Dude, that anyone could say that about you too. Like, it was just harsh, you know? It was the only, or maybe the reunion was so fucking tame that as soon as he said that, everyone was like, whoa.
It was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then, he wanted to cut deep. That's how you say it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Literally.
So glad to hear that it went amazing because I was dying to get the exclusive. Everybody was, it's all over Twitter. It's all over Instagram. Besides also Vanessa Lachey's dress, which is just black and like this big ass bow, which was a choice for sure.
You're gonna laugh. You know how I've been looking for dresses for my cousin's wedding? I found that dress. Yeah. I found that dress yesterday. Yeah. I know exactly where it is and who makes it. I was like, oh my God, I found her dress.
Wasn't it a little underwhelming? I was very underwhelmed by it.
It was just like, it was too much. It was like, I thought it was too much. I thought it was like, girl, this isn't
now
your show. But it is her show, but it's not, you know, like, whatever.
It is, but it's not. She's a host. So she could, I don't know. I think you go above and beyond to be the host. And I'm not taking away her beauty. She's stunning. She's gorgeous. So is Nick Lachey. They look great together. I'm just saying, the big bow, it's giving
Christmas morning. What is it? Christmas morning.
It's giving Bloomingdale's wrapping. I just wasn't. Yeah, no. Okay, where's the dress from?
Do you really want me to tear it down? No, because we... It's
well, what are you going to say? Let's freaking
Bronx and Banco.
Oh, no. I think I love them. Bianco? I do love them.
Banco. I do too. Okay, I actually love their stuff. I'm trying on four dresses on Friday. I'm going for a private appointment. If you want to come, you know, and be my stylist. Because wait, we got to talk about Friday. Guys, Andrea and I are hanging out, which means, you know, another Kris Jenner and Courtney video is going to be coming out soon.
What will we come up with next? I really don't know because we've pretty much covered everything.
I want requests. No, we always think of something. And I also would love, if you're listening and you're like, I listen to this podcast because I think their Kris and Courtney videos are really funny. Like, send us some ideas. Like, we love, I want to make them for the people. You know what I mean? Like,
we'll do a prompt on the Big Wigs Instagram.
Yeah, that will be fun. I'm, you know, bi-coastal Anna's coming to New York City tomorrow morning.
She literally left yesterday, but she's coming back.
I'm flying tomorrow. And then Sunday, Andrea's going to be my date for my good friend Liz's birthday. And it is an 80s glam rock theme party.
Wait, I thought the party was on Friday.
Friday. Yeah. I'm flying tomorrow. Because I don't want to fly and then have to stay up late.
You said Sunday. So I was Sunday,
I meant
night
Friday.
Party?
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm like, what? Did I get my days mixed up? So 80s, well, not even 80s, just glam rock is the theme.
Yeah. I mean, I think glam rock is the 80s. That is like the era, you know? David Bowie era.
David Bowie. I had to look it up, I'll be honest.
I mean, yeah. I love how I send you a text. This is Andrea, you guys, to a T. I send her a text and I'm like, do you want to come with me to Liz's party? She really wants to meet you. It's going to be so fun. And you were like, yes. And I go, it's a glam rock like theme. And within 10 minutes, she sends back a vision board. And I'm like, what? You're like, I made a vision board for my outfit. I was like, what?
When I have parties, big events, I like to make a vision board of the outfit so I can take some inspiration from it. This is because I am my own stylist. I'm my own producer. You know,
Me
we
too,
do everything.
Yeah.
It's one man band over here. We just talked about needing an assistant, but because my assistant would make my vision board, obviously.
Wow.
No, but I was like, what is 80s, 70s, glam rock? Yeah, David Bowie. So then I just, you know, hodgepodge, put a little bit together. And let me tell you, I've already spent $500. I'm going to return half of it. But we'll do a big try on haul. Yeah. I mean, I was like, I like all of these things. I don't know what's going to look best. Plus.
Well, I did the fun thing of ordering one specific thing coming from Istanbul. And
what the fuck?
And if you track it says it will arrive to my apartment tomorrow at 7, and I will be in New York by then. So I'm like, is there a way to reroute it? There's not. I just have to get something else. I love this outfit anyway. Like, it's not just 80s glam rock. It's like an outfit I really wanted, and it was on sale. And so I'm going to wear it in my life for sure. But I was like, oh, it'll be really cool for this event too. So yeah, it's not going to
happen. Two birds, one stone. How do you know it's from Istanbul?
Because I've been tracking the shit out of it. Maybe it's in Germany
now.
It says it's coming.
Istanbul.
And I thought, oh, this will be easier. If it's coming from Europe, it'll be easier to get it to New York. I'll just reroute it and have it go to, like, you know, where I'm staying. And then I'm like, they won't even let me do that. So I've been failing with my fashion lately. And it's not like me. I don't know what's going on in my brain. But
Mercury is in retrograde for fashion.
Julia Fox. Yeah, she's like, it's just like so crazy. Is that what it is? Because I did cry in the car for 3 hours the other day.
On an unrelated note, I had a full-on mentee breakdown.
Full.
Really? Did you?
Yeah, I really did. I had a hard couple days mentally. I'm not going to lie. It's just been bad. And today is so much better. Like yesterday and today, I feel so much better. But the 2 days before that, I was like, I kept saying to Jared, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm just so upset about everything. Like I just, it's hard. Sometimes it's hard.
Some days are off. Yeah. Mostly it's always like Sunday night into Mondays for obvious reasons. But
I've started to accept that tough. Mondays are a light day for me. Like I really do get more of my stuff and auditions and everything like midweek. So like Mondays, I kind of treat like a Sunday in a way. Where I'm like, don't be so hard on yourself. It's just Monday. Like it's not a busy day. You know what I mean? I don't ever put the pressure like today you have to do this. It's Monday. Get on it. I think Tuesday is like when I go back to work.
Me too. That's fully when my brain starts functioning again.
Yeah. You get it.
And but I was looking for a couple glam rock things and I feel as though we're just gonna have to sift through what I got because it's going to be a hodgepodge. I mean, my vision board was,
it's really
halter
great.
Tops mixed with flared pants mixed with sequins and then face paint.
Kind of like sequins, big shoulder pads, one shoulders, anything shiny, anything like spandexy, anything tight, you know what I mean? Kind of like that like rouged like looks, like jumpsuits. Listen to me. I've clearly Googled too.
Well, I found one because the ASOS one, if you're part of ASOS Rewards, they have that 2-day shipping thing. So I even suggested to you, I was like, oh, have it, send it to me and we can do that. But then I also went on safetyamazon.com and I found this like one jumpsuit, but it was all blue sparkles and it was a little too Mamma Mia-ish, but I think it could work. A little too 70s. So I'll need your expertise. We'll do a little try on haul.
Okay. You know? I can't wait. It's going to be fun. I'm excited for you to meet Liz. You're going to love her. And it'll just be she throws a fucking bomb party. So I can't wait. We'll have to recap it next week.
Bangers. Well, I'm not going to say everything that's happening because we'll save it for next week. But you really pitched this party as a massive, entertainment galore. There's going to be fun little things happening.
Yeah.
Like little teaser, possibly a tattoo artist. I mean, things to that level. Okay.
Yeah.
Just spread throughout the party. So just get ready for some debauchery. We did say we're going to bring our Courtney and Chris wigs. Maybe.
You know, like keep them in a bag. Like I was like, maybe if we're drunk enough and we want to go in a bathroom and like shoot a little. You know what I mean? I don't want to like take over at the party and they'll be like, who invited this reality team here? Huh? What are they? Kardashians here?
We're part of the entertainment. Yeah, that would be funny.
I did shoot my last Kris Jenner when I had to respond to the what's it called? Squirting. I shot it on her patio and I wore Liz's outfit. I was like, do you have any like pink like blazer? She's like, yeah, here's a couple. I was like, she has everything. I was like, perfect. And then I like wore this outfit and it was perfect. It was a great location for shooting. So, you know,
it was a really good location.
Yeah.
You know what else is full on themed party?
What?
And I wanted to get into Coachella.
Coachella. I know. I can't believe we weren't invited this year.
Can you believe we weren't invited by like ASOS?
I actually can't believe we are not Campoosh. I will say.
Okay. Oh, I don't even get me started. I know friends that went to Campoosh and I was like, too. I'm so sorry. But you've literally.
Me too. Not to throw anyone under the bus, but I'm going to fucking throw everyone under the bus. I saw so many people on Instagram at Campoosh and I thought, how many fucking videos do we have to do?
I was flabbergasted. I wanted to punch a hole through the wall ski.
I know.
I could not, and not even that like I need to be at influencer events. I just thought it was just dumb on their part. Whoever works for the Poosh marketing team, like, hello.
You know what we need to do?
What are you doing?
We're going to send them our videos. We're going to just send them our best videos and say we would love to get on your mailing list. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. I'm turning into
Thank
Anna.
You.
I think that's what we need to do. Or we get Momager to send our videos over to Poosh and say, listen, they'd love to go to any of the upcoming events. Good American stores opening at the Century City Mall. Hello. Perfect opportunity. You know, I went for the Skims pop-up. We're going.
Perfect.
You're flying.
I'd fly. We're flying in for birthday parties. I'll fly in for that. Are you kidding me?
I go,
please.
Are you kidding? We'll get Chloe in the video. I'm like, Dre, we have to find the date, because she did a video about the construction. It's opening soon. And I said, when that store opens in the mall and Chloe's there, we are going wigged out, big wigged out. We are going and we are getting this video. It's going to change the internet.
It's going to Netflix blast off. Netflix crash on us.
Yeah.
I just, the Poosh was a part of Coachella. It was like a separate Camp Poosh. They had a bunch of influencers that represented Poosh at Coachella.
A lot of the brands do that. Yeah, they'll like have a house and they'll have like events. House. Yeah, right. And it's just kind of like, and a couple brands get together. Like there'll be like, Poosh is probably the main one, but then they'll have like 10 other brands of the alcohol and the food and the, what, you know, I don't know, all the stuff. I have no idea. I've never been to Coachella in my life, but it scares me.
Scares me. It's just been around for so long. So now I wonder if it's still a thing, but then all of the stars we see there, just like random stars are there. Yeah. I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's like still relevant.
I know. But didn't they have, I don't even know who plays. Like, who does this? Like, is Lizzo there? Like, that's the only reason I'd go.
That's so random. I mean, I would go for her too. But I'm just saying, out of all the artists, no, there's, the lineup is always pretty insane. I just didn't know people are like still doing the whole, I go to festivals, but I go to like, you know, Lollapalooza, the other, Coachella to me, you have to be ready to like camp out in the dust. You know, you guys remember my old roommate, Lucho? He went.
Okay. Did he like it?
He's one of those interesting people. He wants to party and go hard for like maybe 3 hours max. And then he's had his, and then he's ready to just like settle in. And he needs to be put up at like a really nice house. But he was the photographer, social media person for Olivia Culpo and the Culpo sisters.
Oh.
So he got to go with them. And of course, they got put up in some like nice ass house. But
that's cool.
Yeah, when you get that level, that's nice.
I love when you're like that. You're like, I go to festivals, and I'm thinking in my brain, do you want to know the concerts I've been to? Like, I went to Cher at Madison Square Garden,
Woodstock,
Cher, Fleetwood Mac at MSG, Billy Joel at MSG. You know, I am basically
Billy Joel.
I'm a boomer and beyond when it comes to going to concerts. Like, oh, I like, you know how like Cinderella like turns into like, you know, the thing turns into a pumpkin or whatever. Like, I turn into a boomer when you're like, when concert tickets go, I'm like, Elton John, we gotta go. Are you kidding? I do love Lizzo though. That was real. I like love her. I'd want to see her live, you know?
Oh, you didn't just pull that out of your ass?
No, she's someone I love. There are certain artists I like today that I would want to see live. You know what I mean? Lady Gaga, I love. I'm like trying to think of who else. You know, Taylor Swift, I like. I don't know that I don't know enough. I know her old stuff. So maybe I'd like this tour, but I don't know her new stuff.
Yeah, no. Could I think of the names? I'm not really sure. But the big thing that happened at Coachella is all the couple hangouts and hookups. Everybody's taking pictures of people. We got Hailey Bieber was seen rubbing Justin Bieber's back. That made headlines.
That's nice. I hope she's rubbing his back. She's his wife. She's his wife. She's rubbing someone else's back.
Then we'd be worried.
Yeah.
Thank you. Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes.
Cabello.
I saw this. So they broke up a while ago, right? Like pandemic days, like 3 years ago, I feel like maybe.
Yeah. It's been a minute. Do we stand the Coachella hookup?
I mean, you know, I don't really care. I don't know either of them. I feel like they're both very hot people. So yeah, sure. Hook up. I also know that vibe when you're in a place with your ex and you're like, what, in the desert and you're thirsty and you're just like.
There's got to be something about just a parched makeout, right?
Yeah. Do you stand them? Do you like them?
Yeah, I thought they were a hot couple. I wasn't devastated when they broke up, but
yeah,
I like it when he calls her Senorita.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that their song?
I was like, okay. Yeah,
he calls her Senorita. Yeah.
That was one of the hottest performances. What was it? The VMAs? Or it was some show where they did that live. And I was like,
candlelit.
Damn. I was like, okay, I get this relationship. And they are a hot couple. And then they like broke up like soon after. And I was like, oh my God, at least we always have that performance, you know?
At least. Now we have the parched Coachella kiss. I liked the kiss, but it only looked like a quick little drunk.
Did anything come out after that or no?
I haven't really seen anything. I just saw Sean and Camila share a kiss on the gravel. Yeah, there was really nothing. Nothing after that.
Wait, I don't want to bring it too much back to Love is Blind, but you're going to laugh because this made me think of it. But Paul, who was with Micah, who said no to Micah at the altar, Paul, the guy, I posted a photo of me and Paul, and I was like, guess who I'm dating now? And like, people believed that I was dating Paul. I'm like, wait, what?
Why?
Because he's single. I don't know. But in an interview, someone was like, are you dating anyone? He goes, yeah, I'm dating someone in Canada. And I was like, that's red flag number one of like, you just made up a girlfriend. I don't know.
Nobody goes over the border and starts dating. Is he from Canada? No, everyone's from Seattle, right?
So funny.
Like, lives in Seattle? I don't know. But Canada, what the hell?
Anyway, so you never know who's dating detached in real life, you know? Like, I literally post one photo of us like this, and people were like, oh my God, are you really dating Paul? I'm like, do you not see that I post Jared 24/7 and he loves it, you know? Like, he just loves being on my camera.
Always. Yeah, if you don't know that, then that's just, you ain't a real fan.
Yeah.
Come on now.
You're a new fan. That's what we got to say. You're a new fan, and I'm happy to have you, whoever you think I'm dating.
And please stay here forever.
Yeah.
What about Ali Wong and Bill Hader?
Oh, not a Coachella couple, but a hot new couple. I love it. I think they're both very brilliant comedians. They're very attractive. They're so fun. They've grown up. You know what I mean? They've both mm-hmm, been married mm-hmm. before. They've both been in serious relationships. Doesn't she have some kids? I don't know if he has kids. She has like two kids.
She definitely has kids, because every time she had a special,
she was pregnant.
Pregnant belly. Damn, yeah. Didn't we just see this one? It was no, just another pregnancy.
I'm excited for this relationship. I like want to see, you know, we heard about this, and then you want to see when you know you love it when you want to see them like in an interview together. I want to see them like on a red carpet mm-hmm. together.
And yeah, I want to see the chemistry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Maybe even like a breakout show or a movie together. Could they write something together? That'd be great.
He seems great. I've never met either of them, but I feel like they're both great people and they're very successful. And I wish them all the best, you know?
I do wish them the best. She recently got out of a relationship, so this seems, maybe this was brewing underneath, but maybe not.
Who knows? Who knows? Wait, there was one other couple that we didn't have on our list, but I'm bringing it up because weren't Timothée Chalamet and my daughter Kylie seen together at Coachella? New couple alert.
New couple alert.
And
Bad Bunny and Kendall. Kendall and Kylie really getting after it. Getting after the guys that we never suspected. Never.
How do we feel about Timothée Chalamet and Kylie?
How do I feel about Timothée and Kylie? No bueno. What is that? That is the most... Okay, well... No. I'm not even going to say anything nice. I don't like it.
I don't know. I feel like it's not real. I don't know that I believe it. Like, what if they, like, were in the same line for, like, a bottle of water? You know what I mean? They're, like, waiting for a bottle, and people are like, oh, my God. And he said, like, cool jacket. And she was like, thanks, nice sneakers. Someone picks that up and they're like, they're getting to know each other. They're dating now. You never know. Like, it felt
sparks
like that.
Are flying, obviously.
Right? You know, when you're that famous, like the Hailey Bieber example of rubbing Justin's back, like, this shit makes headlines when you're that famous, you know?
Yeah, it really does.
Better not pick your nose at Coachella if you're famous. You know, they're going to catch you.
Isn't there like a huge age difference between the two of them?
Between Timothée and Kylie?
And Kylie, yeah.
I don't know. He looks young, so.
Or do I just think he looks so young? Probably.
They're probably like a couple years apart. I doubt they're. I just do not see.
He's 27 years old.
He's 27 years.
And he's 27 years?
23.
That sounds insane. I did not know he was that old. Wow. She's 25.
I go, 27 is old to you? My brain is...
Oh, no, it's for him. Timothée looks...
I thought he was like
30. Young face syndrome. What? Are you kidding me?
He's been around, though. He's been working for a while. He does have a young face.
Well, yeah, he's been working for a while, but I mean, that just means he's always a child actor.
How does Courtney feel about this new relationship with her younger sister?
I love Timothée's vibe. He is like tall and skinny, just like Travis.
once again, another sister like following suit. But I mean, I don't really know how he's gonna like be around our family.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he has really good bone structure, so.
He really does.
I am like accepting it. I don't know. It's just like so random. What do you think, Chris?
I think whatever makes Kylie happy, because Kylie makes me very happy. I think it's great. I think maybe, you know, maybe he could teach us all how to become better actors. You know, maybe we'll get to do a movie. You never know. I feel like my ideas are brewing, and I think I'm just so, she is so amazing. I just want her to be so happy, and he's a really good looking guy. And I think it's really sweet that they met somehow at Coachella in a desert.
You think Timothy is like really cute? That's,
I love his hair. It's kind of like mine.
It is. It is kind of.
It's like mine if I go to Florida, you know, with all that humidity.
Like, yeah. When Chris gets in those ocean waves. Mm-hmm.
And I loved the Italy movie. It reminded me of your wedding. What was the peaches. What was the name of the movie? This is where I'm going to get in trouble on the podcast. You know, the where peaches. They made love to a peach. What the hell is the name of the movie?
Is it what Timothy's in?
Yes.
The only movie that's coming to my brain is Dune.
Dune. No. What is the other movie Timothy Chalamet is in, you know, where he fucks a peach? You know what I'm talking with the man. What? With Armie Hammer. I can't remember the name of the movie. Him and, what is it? Call Me By Your Name.
No, wait, what?
Call Me By Your Name. That's a canceled movie now because we don't.
By Your Name.
You know this movie. It was like an Oscar movie. I'm getting out of Kris Jenner. Oh my God. I can't believe I forgot Call Me By Your Name. This happens to me every podcast. There's something very specific that I very much know. And then boom.
Our callback is off. I know.
So funny. You know Call Me By Your Name, where him and Armie Hammer have this whole love affair. And there's like a sex peach scene. You never saw it?
I definitely remember reading that it was canceled, but I never saw it.
Well, it's only canceled because Armie Hammer is like isn't he like a...
Because he's a cannibal?
Yes. I was going to say he eats people. I'm like, wait, there's a word for that too. He's a cannibal. I don't know.
Troublesome.
So weird. So, so weird. Anyway, I think it's a weird relationship. I want to see it live. When is the Met Gala? It's very soon. We're going to have some drama in our lives very soon with this Met Gala.
Yeah, we are. Because apparently, from sources, Kim is now reinvited and Pete Davidson is also going to be at the Met Gala. So they might have a little run-in.
Pete Davidson, host of SNL coming up. Can you believe he's hosting soon?
Hosting SNL.
He just left. That's how you know you're loved, you know?
I know, right? What is it? Like, what? We just had Molly Shannon. Like, give us a break in between.
Oh, I love Molly Shannon. I thought Molly Shannon should have been on 40 times before, right? Like, such a beloved SNL cast member. I mean, no disrespect to Pete Davidson. More. He has, you know, he does funny stuff, but I'm like, he just left.
It's still the room still smells like him. We don't need to bring him back in here.
Probably.
I mean, let's be real.
Oh, I love it.
That'll be really interesting.
Okay, you brought an article to today's show that we want to talk about. Because the movie, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, is coming out, which I'm excited.
I like, I'm excited too.
Do you remember the book? The book was like, I read it in like middle school probably.
Yeah, it was definitely a coming of age story. Your mm-hmm. mom gives it to you. You read it. It was about what? Puberty? Coming of age?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't remember too many details. I should probably freshen up my brain before. I'm like, yeah, that book. But Rachel McAdams is in it, right? Who we mm-hmm. love, because we love a good Rachel McAdams movie. She's such a good actress.
We love. Oh, she's so versatile.
Oh, my God. From Mean Girls to The Notebook in the same year?
Same year.
Crazy. Which is like, you never know when our year's going to happen. That's a big wig year, you know? Like, it's going to happen in 1 year. And you're going to be like, holy shit, this year.
These stories about her is actually a double-decker. But because we're talking about her big, I think it was 2007 that Mean Girls came out and The Notebook.
Yeah, crazy.
Crazy. Which, by the way, that's just, I mean, that is penultimate. That's, you're at the top of the pyramid.
And to not know that those two movies would be such cultural, like, iconic movies. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They're just like, they're in their own league. They're in their own category. So cool.
I mean, seriously. Well, she took a hiatus, which to us, I didn't really realize it at the time, but she just cut cold turkey all of film. And the films that she said that she missed out on blew my mind.
Oh my God, tell me. I need to know some of them. So she took 2 years off to, did she have children, right? Or she like just needed a break from acting?
I think she might have had kids. Yeah, this is coming from an article, but she quit acting for 2 years to, in her own words, stay sane.
That's probably smart. I was going to say, and you know, it was also, we were going through a weird time in the last 3 years. I don't know what 2 years she took off, but I assume it was probably part of the pandemic because like actors were probably like, oh my God, am I going to even work again? Like I got to figure out how to make my life happy and, you know, figure it out. But
yeah, she took time right after. Sorry, I said 2007. I meant 2004. Mean Girls and Notebook debuted.
Thank you.
2004. Then she took 2 years off right after that.
Oh, I thought this was recent.
No, this is just coming from her article that.
Okay.
They published the story about her.
Here I am. I'm like, well, it makes sense. If no one really worked in the pandemic, that you could have taken a whole year off. Okay.
Everyone took a couple of years off.
So yeah. After these two crazy, this crazy, crazy year where all her films came out and she had these big roles, she took time off.
She moved back to Toronto. And she said she just lived like a normal person. Rode the bike around the city, went back to her family. And then she said she passed up on, get ready for this, The Devil Wears Prada. Casino Royale.
Whoa.
Mission Impossible 3, Iron Man, and Get Smart.
Holy shit.
That's insane.
I would be like, okay, I'll be back tomorrow. Like, but I can't imagine what it's like to have that kind of successful year and then feel like your life is just totally different now. Like, can you be a human again? Can you ride a bicycle and go get coffee and go into a Starbucks and no one knows who you are? Like, that's so crazy.
Crazy. She says that she did it intuitively, but it's taken her years to realize like why she did it. Cause at the time she felt crazy, I guess, because she's like, why am I doing this? But I think it only made her a better person. And then maybe that's why she's still been with the same man. She's still been able to be so humble. That probably has a lot to do with it.
I was also going to say this gives me hope. Like, this should give everybody hope. Like, you can take a break from stuff and still have a successful career. Because she's still done a ton of amazing movies since the Mean Girl day. She's still very relevant. You see Rachel McAdams. You see her on a TV show. You see her on a movie. You're like, oh, my God, I love her. I know her. Like, she still works a ton. Because I feel like, especially in the entertainment industry, we feel like, we have to keep going. You can't stop, especially if you have momentum. Yeah. They teach you that. You got momentum. Sure. You got to ride it. You got to keep riding that wave. Keep going. Keep going. But if you mentally feel the need to like take a step back and just, we get one life. You only get one life. If you need to take a step back and just breathe for a little while, the fact that she was able to come back when she was ready and still have all of these amazing movies come out, like, and work, I'm like, that's admirable. That's cool. And that should teach me something.
she started so young. I mean, she like really rode the rave like young. So she did have time to kind of have a little hiatus and have the freedom of that. But it's crazy to me because I would have never, I thought that would be like the worst thing for your career would be to take a break at the best possible time of your career.
Yeah. Tell me this, because I think you're better at this than me. When you like, let's say you go on a vacation, you know, with your family or with your boyfriend or whatever, and, you know, you're there for vacation. You paid to go on a vacation. You're relaxing. You're at a beach, whatever you are. Do you start to feel the pressure of like, I should make some content or I should, you know, I gotta like, do you feel that pressure in you as a creator to do that when you're trying to take a break?
I do, but I try to push it down.
Yeah.
I'll say, okay, for the next 5 days, I truly am just going to try to not look at anything. And of course, you always are thinking about, well, the world is still spinning and everything's still happening, so I need to stay relevant. But the truth is, you don't, because I've realized unless you have a daily show or something that you put out seriously every day and you stay consistent to that, nobody's really noticing that you're not posting. They're just like, oh, here's another piece of content. Mm-hmm. And now that things aren't as chronological, it for me, it doesn't really matter. Like sometimes a video from a year ago will hit and you're thinking, okay, well, now people think I made that yesterday.
Yeah, so it's so funny that
it allows for more time.
It almost helps you mentally, like you were saying, like, a video from 6 weeks ago is blowing up and you're like, oh my God. Like, and people are like, I love this. I love the internet today. And I'm like, today, like, okay, it's great, you know, but it is so true that it doesn't, no one's noticing but you, like, that, you know, no one's sitting there waiting on your page for today's content, unless you are the news, the Today Show, the daily shows. Yes. Where they're like, I need my fix. You know, I need this every morning.
Same thing every day. I will say there are really good vloggers who I honestly think drive themselves crazy, but I do like to watch their videos in the morning because they always post like at the same time their morning routine. So it's kind of a repetitive routine for me that I got into. But for me, since I don't do that, I don't expect myself to do that.
Yeah. No, I was saying you're better at it than me because I think I bring a lot of wigs on vacations and I like always feel the pressure to like put something together, you know, like I should do better and try not to hear that voice being like, come on, Anna, people are waiting for you.
You got to put something out.
Like, no, it's okay to breathe and take a little break and live your life and ride a bicycle, eat a croissant. I don't know. Whatever Rachel McAdams was doing.
Right. But also we forget that we are still trying to get to at least that certain level where we feel ultimate success. And she probably kind of felt that. She's like, damn, I just did two humongous blockbusters in a year. So like, I can afford to ride my bike.
It is true. Yeah. I think you're right. Like when I was working consistently, like when I had my job at HQ and I had a show every single night and I was writing every day and it was a lot of work. When I had the freedom to take a night off, like I was really good at it. You know what I mean? I was really good at being like, I want to watch something I've been wanting to watch. I want to eat good food. I want to relax. I want to have a good cocktail. Like I know how to have a good time. I know how to have a good time. I just
believe me.
It's helpful. You know, I have to remember how to do that even when I'm not working as consistently. I think that's the struggle. Thank you for letting me have therapy on the podcast today. I'm like, but it's true. Rachel McAdams, I'm like, imagine 2 years, two whole years.
And then she just got right back into it.
Yeah.
It was easy. It says that she went back to Canada, which is funny because we just like bashed Canada.
They're very nice people. Great health insurance situation.
Great benefits.
Yeah.
But I do find it funny. She went back to Canada. And then remember when we watched the Pamela Anderson doc? She's like, this is my safe place. I retreated back to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about Canada?
I mean, home, you know? Maybe we should go to Canada.
We need to retreat to Canada, please.
We should. Oh, my God. I want to do Big Wigs live podcast recording at Just for Laughs next year. I think that would be a fun. I don't know if they still do the podcast recordings. They used to do a ton of them. But that would be a really fun show.
Yeah, they did. We should add that to our list. Yeah. Add it to the goals list. Did you also see Rachel's bustle spread?
No, I didn't.
The pictures are gorgeous. I mean, she like honestly never ages. I don't.
She's so pretty. She's always so pretty.
She's so pretty. She's wearing these power suits, but I just like love. I love all of the looks. There's this one look that's like a nice light yellow, and then she's got a tie with a bra and then a big yellow blazer. She's looking stunning. But there is one picture where she's flaunting armpit hair.
Cool.
Very progressive. I didn't see her as an armpit girl.
I don't either. But also, I always find it funny when like certain celebrities, you're like, wait, they didn't make you laser that off like 10, 20 years ago when you were like, you know, on all these red carpets and stuff. Like, I feel like that would be the first thing, almost like how they used to make like Judy Garland and all these young actresses like take like diet pills and stuff. I imagine they would be like, if you're a young star in Hollywood in like the early 2000s, they'd be like, and we have to get rid of every hair on your body. You know, like good for her that she still has it, I guess. It's not for me. It's not for everyone. But I know it is for people. And I'm like, hey, whatever you want to do.
You know what she did in Canada? She grew out her armpit hair.
Good for her. Good for her. Good.
I took a 2-year hiatus to regrow my hair. I find that really funny. No, I just like didn't see her as that person. For me, a hot takes, not I'm not a lover of the extra body hair, only because it just my skin chafes. For me, it's a comfort thing. I don't even think it's like a gross thing. It's just like it itches and it gets weird and pubic, any type of arm hair is ugly.
I don't like any hair except my head.
Anna likes to be a naked mole rat.
I like everything gone. And I'm very lucky. I will say I am very blessed to have my dad's skin. He has like no hair on his body, like legs, arms, chest, mm-hmm. nothing. And so I'm very lucky I don't have to do much. But that's just it's a personal preference. And I don't if you like all the body hair and you want to flaunt it in a magazine like Rachel McAdams, like that's cool. You do what you want to do. It's not for me, though.
It's not for me. Somehow there's some people that could make it look cool, though.
For sure. She probably did. Right. Did she?
She does. She's sprawling out on this burgundy couch in the picture and her arm is just draping over it. And yeah, it honestly, you can barely see it. It's not it's not the fluff that I'm thinking about. It's like a light dusting of armpit hair.
It's so funny that it's even like a conversation because it's like with guys, you know, like they can grow their facial hair out. They could do this. No one really like says anything, but God forbid a girl has like, you know, hair anywhere. People are like, oh my God, there's a conversation about this and we're having it. And it's society has done this to us, but it's just so funny that it's even a topic. It's even a thing, you know?
I know it is actually. She's silly. Making a point, I guess. Good for you, Rachel. She's always going to be a star in my eyes. What's your favorite Rachel McAdams movie?
Mean Girls. Hands down.
Yeah.
She's so fucking brilliant in that movie.
Mean Girls and Family Stone.
I do love Family Stone, but still Mean Girls is it for me. Oh my God, I love your bracelet. That is the ugliest effing bracelet I've ever seen in my life. That's the best line. Like just to do that line. Phew, gold.
Mind blowing.
Yeah.
Karen, you are so stupid. Oh my God, what other? She has so many good lines in that.
So many. I can't even think of others right now.
I'm like, what? She's so many. Anna, go. What other lines does she have?
Just the fact that she gets hit by a bus, like that Tina Fey went there is so funny. That movie is so funny. And they're redoing the movie. Did you see that?
What?
Yeah. So this is like the Matilda path. So they had Mean Girls the movie, Mean Girls the Broadway musical, and now they're doing
the musical.
A movie of the musical, so with the songs, which I didn't love the musical. I'm going to be honest. I didn't love the music in the musical.
You did not?
No. So I'm excited. I auditioned for it once. Hilarious. But I'm excited to see it because it's like, it's going to be hard, though. It's such an iconic movie that you're like,
I know.
Everything's going to be compared. That was kind of how it was seeing the show. You're like, everything's going to be. People were good. They were super talented. It had the jokes you wanted, but you were like, but is it the movie? No, it's a stage play.
Nothing's the movie. Nothing's the movie.
Yeah. This was such a fun episode. We got deep. We got dark.
We got deep.
Yeah, we did. I love it. And I love you. And you guys, I can't wait for you guys to see we have so many more Chris and Courtney videos that are going to come out. I don't know if you watched the footage, but we dropped one last night. And it's pretty hilarious because we like to go out in our wigs in public and shoot the shit. Literally.
Shoot literal shit. Yeah, no, we did. We did. You were texting me yesterday because you cut through the footage. So I didn't know it was going to be so good. You're like, Dre, we have at least 3 videos, which to me was mind blowing because I thought we only took like 3 videos.
I know. And I was like, oh, it's going to be terrible sound. We were in a bar, you know, it's going to be terrible. And I'm like, there are moments in here. Like you could just watch this footage. We could just keep posting little pieces of it. It's so funny. So thank you guys for supporting this show. And if you like our videos, we love you. I love that you share them. It's fun. And we'll do
Thank
more.
Thank you. Now I know what we're going to do. When we're in our glam rock outfits, we're going to make a TikTok using Mean Girls quotes.
Wow. Okay.
I've Love really it. Been, I've been brainstorming because now I'm so mad that I can't think of a quote.
I know. I'm thinking of every other line. I'm sorry. We only carry sizes 1, 3, and 5. Try Sears.
Oh, get in, bitch. We're going shopping.
Yes. Get in, bitch. We're going shopping.
Iconic. Well, tune in next week for us to recap fully our glam rock night. Guys, this party's going to be wild. I can't wait to recap it. More Chris and Courtney.
Oh, can't wait. Wait, before we go, we have to talk about one quick thing. We have like a minute. How was your show? We talked about Andrea's show, and I feel so bad. We didn't even talk about the show. How was your show? I got the tea on the show, but you had so much fun on your sketch show.
I'll be so honest. I completely forgot about it. I was literally in the zone with you talking about Love is Blind because I thought that was like the biggest news of the week.
It was.
Yes. The show was so good. Thank you guys for... I got so many nice DMs just like, so happy you're doing what you love. It was so great.
That's so nice.
It was two sold out shows and
killer.
It was just great. It was killer. I got to do some impressions and we got to do character work and really good reactions. The head of the group was excited. And then he called Nick and I yesterday and he said, we love you guys. Two of our cast members actually are out next in June for our next show. We would love for you guys to fill in again.
Hey,
so we're coming back.
Look at that. Power couple. Power comedy couple. Coming back in June.
Coming back in June. So more details to come on that. And I'll be sure posting about it. So
love it.
Follow your dreams. No, I'm not gonna end with that.
That's a big wig move. Follow your dreams. No, we gotta end with that. Follow your dreams, and you know what? Follow your heart, which is flying to New York for a birthday party this weekend. So that's what I'm doing.
And happy 420 to those who celebrate.
Wow, yeah. Enjoy
I
it.
Literally just looked at that. All right, love you guys.
Love you.
Have a great week.
Bye.